ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وأصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد المبارك وسلم. الحمد لله، with the mercy and blessings of Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى، we are here to perform صلاة الجمعة. May Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى accept our presence, and Allah تبارك وتعالى open the gates of His mercy for all of us. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept our prayers and grant us the blessings of dunya and akhirah. And Allah grant us shafaat, intercession of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. I was explaining the excellence of conduct, or makarimul akhlaq, husnul akhlaq, the good manners, which is very important obligation, which is one of the required duty assigned by Allah and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And Islam is not only giving us some instructions about some performing some deeds, some performing some prayers, and that's it. Islam is a complete code of life. So that's why Islam is guiding us and teaching us in every aspect of our life. So every issue, every thing what we do in our practical life, so Islam has answer for all those things. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he had proved by his deeds and his action and his morals and his conduct that this is the required level of conduct by Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or this is the excellent moral and conduct and akhlaq of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala admired the akhlaq of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are at the excellent level of the moral and conduct and akhlaq. So the akhlaq of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are at the highest level. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said in Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. When you speak to people, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ, the word is very comprehensive. Not believers, when you are talking to a mu'min or Muslim, you are kind and you are polite and you have manners, you have values, you have respect, you have humbleness. And when you are talking to a disbeliever or the person of other faith, you are very rude. No. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Nas, mankind. Anyone who is human being, so when you are talking to them, so you have to talk in the best manners. So talking in the best manners, this is the required thing, and this is the assignment by Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. So when you are talking, you are dealing, you have any connection with others, so you have to be respectful and polite and humble. So that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not like anyone who has bad manners, or the one who does not have tolerance, the one who is very rude. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always trained his sahaba with the best manners, and that's why he said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best mu'min amongst you, whose iman is perfect, whose faith is perfect, is the one who has the good manners, good conduct. So that means that it is very important. And if you see in Islamic history and Islamic teachings, especially life at Makkah, you could see that the prayers, we perform five daily prayers, obligation, it was made an obligation when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went for Isra wal Mi'raj. And Jamhur ulama, the majority of ulama, they are agreed that it was before 1 or 2 years before the Hijrah. Right? And the Hajj was made obligatory when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Medina, in the 9th year of Hijrah. And the fasting, sawm, that was an obligation in the 2nd year of Hijrah, after the migration. So imagine and think, in Makkah, somebody came to Prophet and he said, Ivan, what is Islam? And he's teaching him Islam and he's taking Shahada, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. What he has to do? The prayer, no prayer, no obligatory prayer, it's optional. The fasting is optional, it's not an obligation. Hajj is optional, not an obligation. So you see, all these pillars of Islam, they are not made obligatory in that period of time. So what they were doing, Muslim, that's it? No. That was the time when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was teaching them akhlaq and manners. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That was the tazkiyah, purification done by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can see that most of the time Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who preached Islam about 23 years, and you see the most of the time he spent on other things. Why? Because that is the inner soul of Islam, the batin of Islam. And Arkanul Islam, they are Zahir of Islam. So that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught his Sahaba about the manners, about good conduct. So every day they were learning about these Makarimul Akhlaq, because they are Raza'ilul Akhlaq. Raza'ilul Akhlaq, the bad manners and good manners. And he was telling them what is good and what is wrong. And how, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is telling about the sadaqah, charity, so the poor people, they thought they cannot get this blessing. They cannot give sadaqah, they cannot get. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tabassumuka ala wajhi abika sadaqah. If you greet a Muslim brother with a smile, you will get the reward of sadaqah. So sadaqah or charity is not done only by the dollars, by dirham, by money. You spend money, you give it to poor, and you think you are getting the blessings of sadaqah. If you do not have anything, still you can give sadaqah. And what is that? Wal kalimatu tayyibatu sadaqah. If you say a good word, kalima tayyiba, the good word, good sentence, that is also sadaqah. That is also charity. You are getting blessings. وَالْإِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَانِ التَّرِيقِ صَدَقَةً. If you remove anything which is harmful for others, that is also sadaqah. So the Islam had given opportunity to each and every person to get these blessings. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said a hadith in Abu Dawood that إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ السَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That the mu'min, he gets the rank of a person who is صَائِمُ اللَّيْلِ وَقَائِمُ النَّهَارِ. صَائِمُ اللَّيْلِ means the one who is worshipping whole night. Every day, every night. That is known as Qa'imul Layl. At night he is praying Tahajjud, Nawafil, and Zikr and Quran recitation. So that person is known as Qa'imul Layl. Every night worshipping Allah. And Sa'imun Nahar, every day fasting. So these are two extraordinary virtues and good deeds. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is a one person who is worshipping whole night and fasting every day. But if you are a mu'min and you have good akhlaq, good manners, so you will also get the reward of that person. You will get that rank without doing anything. Why? Because you have good manners. So if you have good manners and plus you have the ability to do Qiyamul Layl and you are fasting on the day, then you will get much more. So here what we learn, that it is not recommended that if somebody is worshipping whole night, but the next day he is rude with others, so then that worship is not going to give him the perfect benefits. The person is fasting every day, fasting. But when someone needs help, somebody is talking to him, he is very rude. So then that fasting would not give him the benefit. So that's why in Islam it is important that the person should learn the manners. And that's why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the most heaviest thing in mizan, in the balance, on the day of judgment, is the good akhlaq, the good manners. So, performing good deeds is important, and rectifying ourselves and following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and adopting the good akhlaq and good manners, that is also part of our faith. That is also one of the things which is important for each and every person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, for the believers, and he is admiring, وَصَارِهُ إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّائِ وَالدَّرَّائِ. Those who spend in the both conditions, whether they are poor or they are rich, prosperity or adversity. If they have something, if they don't have something, they give it for the sake of Almighty Allah Tabarak. Infaq fi sabilillah. Alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra'i. That is the first quality. Wal kazimin al ghayz. And those who control their anger. Wal kazimin al ghayz. Person came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Prophet, give me some advice. So he said, La taghdab. And he again said, give me some advice. Some other things. So Prophet said, La taghdab. And he asked this question 2-3 times and Prophet said the same thing, that don't get mad. Don't be angry. Control your anger. And if we control our anger, so most of our issues are gone. Because this is shaitan who is dragging us towards the arrogance. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his sahaba that do not get angry. So have patience. Wal kazimin al ghayz wal afin anin nas. And they forgive others. They forgive, they ignore their shortcomings, their mistakes. Wal afin anin nas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And Allah loves those who forgive, those who are good doers, those who are muhsin, those who have the quality of ihsan. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves those people who forgive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, a person came and he said, come, afu anil khadim. O Prophet, if I have a servant and he make a mistake, so how many times I should forgive him? So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 70 marratan fi kulli yawmin. He said, 70 times in a day. 70 times in a day. If your servant, he make a mistake, he made a mistake, one time, two times, three, 70 times, the Prophet said, still forgive him. So hadith, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salami asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that, O Allah, who is most honorable person? A'azzun nas. That the one who is mu'azzaz, the one who is most honorable to you, who is that person? So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, that the one in qadara ghafara. The one who can take revenge, but he's still forgiving. He forgives others. So forgiving other or giving chance to other, this is something which is liked by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everybody knows when in battle of Uhud, Prophet's uncle, the greatest hero of Islam, Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Asadullahi wa Rasulil, the loin of Allah and the loin of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was one of the greatest defender of Islam. And when he became shaheed, and his dead body was humiliated, ear, nose were cut. So when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen him, so although he is his uncle, not only uncle, the uncle who always protected and defended and supported Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was at Makkah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hamza, he went for hunting. When he came back, so a slave girl or someone told him, today Abu Jahl, he did wrong to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preaching and Abu Jahl came and he made him injured. And he abused and he said many harsh words. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in return, he didn't say anything. And he became more mad and he made him injured. So when Hamza, he came and he was in Haram. And that was his habit whenever he is going to hunt, and he came back, so he was making tawaf of the Kaaba. Then he made his tawaf, so he came to know, and he went right away, and he found where is Abu Jahl, and he beated him up, and he made him injured, and then he said very harsh words to him. And then he came back, and he met Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, O Muhammad, be happy that I took your revenge. And the one who did wrong to you, I have given him lessons. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm not happy with that. That does not make me happy. So he said, then what makes you happy? He said, if you want to make me happy, then say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Hamza, he accepted Islam. So these were the two heroes of Islam, Hamza and Umar. After Hamza, after 3 days, Hamza accepted Islam, Umar accepted Islam. So that was the first time, and now the Muslim, they became 40. And that was the first time when they came in the Masjid al-Haram, in Kaaba, and they performed the prayer openly. Otherwise, they were praying secretly. So Hamza, he was a strong person and he belonged to a strong family and he was a brave person. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the kinship. There should be some love or some respect with the kinship. Even your parents, if they are not Muslim, still you have some relationship with them. You have to be good with them. Right? You know, in Battle of Badr, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in his khaymah, tent, and he was seemed too much worried, and he was coming out, he couldn't sleep. So the Sahaba, they asked, O Allah's Messenger, what is that? He said, I hear the aching sound of Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the Prophet's uncle. He was not Muslim that time, and he came with the people of Quraysh to fight, and he was the one of the captives. Because he was tied up very tightly, so he was aching. So when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that sound, he could not sleep. So if the person is not even a believer that time, but still he respects that he is my uncle. So then Sahaba asked that we can lose their ties. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now because he's in control, he can said, okay, that's fine. So he said, no, then you have to do this with all other captives. This is adl, this is justice. Not only with my uncle, if you are giving some any provision or any relief to my uncle, then you have to give it to everyone. So Hamza, when he became shaheed, so Prophet was so sad, that, and with humiliation. And that was the time when he came to Medina, so there were people who were crying for their dead one, their disease, anyone who becomes shaheed, so people were crying. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one is crying for Hamza. No one crying for Hamza. No one is doing noha for Hamza. So then Sahaba, Ansar, when they heard, and they invited everyone, let's go to Prophet's home and we cry for Hamza, that he gets some relief. So then Angel Jibreel came, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got this instruction from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that this crying or noha, or this ban, or these kind of things are not permitted in Islam. So when the ladies or other people came, he said, have sabr and patience and go back. Don't do the noha. So the person who killed him was Wahshi. And when he came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he accepted Islam. And now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him that, how did you kill him? So he told all the story. And the Sahaba, they said, we were looking that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was shedding the tears. And this is the person who killed his uncle. And now he is in control, he can take revenge. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave him. He gave him aman and protection. But he told him one thing, as a human being, whenever you come on my face, I will remember my uncle. So please, next time, don't come on my face. You are forgiven. And Allah bless you. Allah forgive you. But don't come on my face, that I don't want to see you, because whenever I look at you, I will remember my uncle. So you see, that is the moral, that is the conduct, that is the akhlaq of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he is in control now, but he is still forgiving him. So these are the good manners. Then Allah said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that they forgive others. And those who are good doers, are those who forgive others, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves them. And unfortunately now, we have seen brothers and sisters, real brothers and sisters, uncle, even parents, people are not talking to them. They are not having good relationship with them, just because of dunya, just because of some misunderstandings, or just because of backbiting, just because of nothing, for their personal ego. Many cases we come to know, why I don't speak to my father for this, just because of this. I don't speak to my mother for because of this. My brother, real brother, not talking to him because of this. What is that? So forgive for the sake of Allah. And have a good relationship. If you forgive them, Allah would forgive you. And maybe in some cases, the one who is showing this enmity and hate, he is the one who is the wrong, who made the problem. And we are saying, no, they are wrong. Maybe you are wrong, they are right. So that's why, my dear brothers and sisters, akhlaq means that it's not only we have practical wording of akhlaq, no, we have to practically prove that we are a believer and we follow the instructions and teachings of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We have to live like one community. We have to live like one family. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the example, resemblance of a believer is just like one building. If you see the bricks, and Prophet put his fingers like this. One brick with another. So that supports the building. If one, two, three bricks are gone, so the wall is going to fall down. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that's the way the believers are. Like bricks, they support each other. They are not trying to fail each other. They are there to help each other. كُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا وَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Live like brothers. And when you see that they have any dispute, so try to bring them together. Unite them. That is the duty. That is the focus. And that is something which Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they taught us. My dear brothers and sisters, this is time for us that we think and we realize that whether we are following the teachings of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not. Whether we have the makarimul akhlaq or razaibul akhlaq. Do we have the good manners or the bad manners? And those who have good manners, they are getting the blessings in this dunya, and inshallah they will get the blessings in akhirah. And those who do not have good manners, so they have to adopt good manners. And once we have good manners, inshallah, we will be successful in our life. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we adopt good manners, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us a true believer and true followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.